Kia ora, you're listening to RTU 98.5. This is the Burnt Breakfast. Now, you might have heard them advertised on the station a little bit recently, but the iconic American band Quicksand is going to tour the country. And I'm incredibly lucky to have Walter from Quicksand in the studio with me right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? A little sleep deprived, maybe?
I'm doing all right. I'm really just jazzed up on being here and the view here out the window of the little mountain back there. And
yes, you get to see the Port Hills.
Yeah, this is the first landscape of New Zealand that I've seen, so this is really nice.
With some people would argue the Port Hills isn't the greatest start, but hey, I think they're all right.
Start small.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. So on that note, have you ever been to New Zealand before?
I've been here once before. I was in Auckland, and I had a great time.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, I loved it.
And so you're here again, mm-hmm. obviously, for this tour, mm-hmm. Which coincides with the 30th anniversary of Slip.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it feel like 30 years to you?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, for anyone who's been alive 30 years, time moves in different, fits and starts. In some ways, yeah, it seems like a very long time ago. And then other ways, it feels like very, very close.
Yeah, right. And do you remember that time fondly?
Yeah, I do. I mean, not all of it. I mean, there's a lot of... decision making and, we were touring a lot and, it was all, and it wasn't all like, yay, how great. No,
yeah.
It wasn't. But generally, yeah, I mean, it was a very exciting time because that was our first, record really. And it was for me, the first record that I'd ever done on a major label. So at that time, like a major label was a pretty significant like step up. So it was pretty wild.
And I guess touring back then was so different as well. Like you would be doing it on some pretty small budgets, I can imagine.
Well, that was the difference. When I say we got a major label, I had been doing them on small budgets.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden, we had the backing of a major record company. I mean, this is like all in the wake of like Nirvana getting signed. So any sort of like...
Right, of
kind
course.
Of like up and coming... Like we had an independent release that had sold really well. Mm. And so, we got scooped up. And we were on like a tour bus. We were doing it on a much larger scale, I think. Tours, longer tours, because we had the ability to just do that. So that was really exciting.
Now, did that transition, was that quite quick?
Yeah. It was like we were doing we had an EP and. We were doing pretty well, I guess, but it was like I was working at a health food store or something like that and going on tour every once in a while.
Yeah, right.
And then once the A&R kind of guys got onto us, within like a few months or 6 months of that, I was living in a nicer apartment. Things were cool, and we were recording where the Rolling Stones had or Aerosmith had recorded, and you kind of were going into, which I think is different than it is now, like a much higher kind of realm. I mean, whatever I mean, we weren't like I don't think we bought into it so much.
Yeah, right.
You know, because we definitely had that like,
kind of almost anti-establishment.
Yeah, this whole
vibe.
Kind of crap like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which was healthy, coming from an independent scene, like we definitely struggled with the fact that we're selling out, at that point. It was like, let's take this ride, and that's what was happening at the time. I mean, when Nirvana got signed, like every band from the sort of like underground, whatever, I'm saying that in air quotes, I guess, like, but yeah, we were like whatever underground for, you know, independent. So we came in with all that understanding. So a lot of it seemed like a lot of bullshit, actually.
But I can imagine.
A lot of it seemed like bullshit that was fun and good.
Hey, if bullshit is fun,
you know, like a tour bus is this is, you know, sort of bullshit, like what's the point of this, but let's do this, it's great.
Yeah, totally. Did it have like a spa pool or anything?
I never got to spa pool level, but but it was just very nice to have a rolling, you know, this space where we could hang out and have a lot of fun and sleep well and wake up in a town and enjoy the city and see our friends rather than, you know, whatever, just like little accoutrements that made it easier for us. And also we were like on MTV and all this kind of thing that would be, you just wouldn't be able to get there without that kind of backing.
Yeah, wow.
So it's just a different kind of atmosphere.
And speaking of kind of getting a chance to see the cities and see where you're going and stuff, are you going to have much time to explore Christchurch or parts of New Zealand?
I'm going to definitely grab as much of it as I can.
Cool.
You know, I'm starting here with this view out the window. It's pretty good.
I think you're done now, really.
Yeah, I get the gist at this point. You know.
Are you a surfer or a... are you an outdoorsy type guy? Because there's a lot of that in Christchurch.
Yeah, I'm relatively. I do surf upon occasion, but I'm not like looking to go out there. I mean, mostly I'm just like cold and afraid.
Yeah. Hey, me too.
And tired.
There's mountain biking if you're into that, maybe. I'm not a particularly outdoorsy person.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So worst person to take advice from.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now tell me, Lee. When you're in a situation like this, doing a tour like this, it must be quite easy to sort of self-reflect and think about the memories and the times and everything that's changed and all that. Have you sort of fallen into that trap a little bit?
I don't really reflect too much on it because I feel, you know, we've made, as with Quicksand, you know, we've made more current records. Like, had a record 2 years ago, I guess, now. So we're kind of, like, looking to make another one. I'm in the flow. I'm a musician. I'm playing with other bands. I play with the Gorilla Biscuits. I play with Rival Schools. I do my solo stuff. And I'm very active otherwise. So, it's all, like, sort of, like... you know, kind of happening at once for me. I mean, like anybody, you know, you could look back on your life and say, oh wow, you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever see what's that movie? It's like a classic, like musician movie. Anyway, you know, sure, as much as anyone else would, I guess.
Well, I always find this interesting because, you know, I've been lucky to interview many musicians now, and it's never the same answer when I ask the question, do you listen to your own music? But would you ever pick up, for example, Slip at home and listen to it?
I did in preparation for this tour.
Yeah, right.
And so that was really interesting, and that was nice. I mean, I liked it. I was like, wow, okay, this is really cool, because you know, for me, like, at the time, like, making the record, I think, like, almost every record, I just, like, you listen to it so much, you put so much effort into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when it's finished and it's out, like, I just don't really want to listen to it.
Yeah, you're
I
sick
often,
of it almost.
Yeah, it's not,
yeah.
It's not, I guess, and sick of it would be one way to put it, but just more like, I don't want to listen to it and then hear something, oh, I wish I had did that.
Totally.
If that was only a little bit lower.
That would bug me,
you know what I mean,
or
you know, oh shit, I could have added that there, blah 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 blah. So I generally just don't. I mean, it's not to spare myself anything, but it's just I think that's probably pretty usual.
Yeah, for musicians. Yeah, I can imagine, and especially, you know, like your relationship to music and even the style of music you make. Do you think that's really transformed much?
I definitely have my kind of go-tos, but you know, I mean, many years have passed, so there's new kinds of music have evolved, and I've had a lot of time to listen to music since then. So my tastes have shifted, and I think at the time, I mean, if we're talking about the Slip record, it really connotes like I think coming out of like the hardcore scene that we kind of came from, and then shifting our music in a way that still had that energy, still had that what we had learned, a certain fire that kind of we carried through to a new kind of music. That kind of music, I think, is very acceptable and known and understood now for a long time. But at that time, it was very fresh and new. A new way of doing it, at least in a popular sense.
God, isn't that fascinating? Like, do you think the hardcore is alive and well now?
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. I think hardcore is
it sort of always has its place in a sense.
Yeah, because I think it's like more than a sort of music style. It's more more of a system of like ethics or something like that. It's more about kind of taking control of your own work and kind of plugging into a network of people, like people power over other things. You know, it's that involves like playing house parties, that involves like not necessarily about the music or the style, you know, of the songs, because I've heard, I would have been a lot more strict in my classification of hardcore when I was really into it, and like what I consider hardcore and what I do not consider hardcore, and things that are being considered hardcore now that I recognize would not have made the cut at another time. But it is because, like, as I was saying, I think it's more about like sort of ethical or philosophical things than it is about like, well, this is how the music goes, you know, like this is the BPM, absolutely. Or this is the, you know, I think that's a lot more broad.
Yeah, now tell me, the term BPM itself,
yeah,
I'm assuming the use of that is expanded heaps. Especially like when you were first starting out, did anyone ever talk about BPM?
Oh, I wouldn't have known what that was. Course it was just fast and slow. You know, so I would say hardcore generally, I'm looking for something played fast, and then I'm looking for a slow part in which I could dance. And like that was the evolution, I think. Like hardcore would be like fast parts, running around, slow parts, dancing.
Yeah.
Fast part, run around.
I love the simplicity of that. That's
me
great.
Too. I mean, that's going to be, that's where you're going to, you know, I'm an old fashioned in that way. But I think nowadays, like, the whole thing is a dance or the whole, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I said, it's more broad. And I think it belongs to, you know, the group of people that are just doing it on their own terms without any sort of idea necessarily of, well, we're going to make it. You know what I mean? You're kind of like your ambitions are just like, for me, when I was in it, my ambition was to play CBGBs. And then I was like, done, you know, that was like Madison Square Garden. We've done it. We made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we accomplished that, I was like, all right, kind of, we're good. Now we're cruising. And I've been on that ever since.
Really. Oh, lovely. Hey, great. Stay on it. Yeah, I say. Yeah. Now, you live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
What's the music scene like there?
It's great. I mean, every night there's, I mean, I think even more so since COVID, it seems like endless. Like every night there's multiple shows going on that are interesting to me that would be cool to go to. I see a lot of friends, you know, from other bands. And the atmosphere in New York is really great right now, I think. Cool. You know, and things go in waves, and it's all also how your own perspective on things, you know. But I'm really loving it.
It's so fascinating you bring up COVID, because it's a little bit the same here. That, like, there's a sense that, right, that is behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put on as many things as we can, really.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, like, well, maybe more of a YOLO vibe, because you don't know when, you know, in the back of your mind.
Mm.
But also, I think it's just like a pileup, too. You know, maybe people had time to, like, plot out their, like, musical thing, and now it's the endeavors, and it's just like, and also, you know, people are making a living doing this too, and they were deprived doing that. So I think there's like a glut. I hate to say that word because it makes sounds like a bad thing, but in fact, it's just, at least the way I feel in New York, it's just like, there's just a constant flow of music and opportunities to go see different cool things.
Oh, I have to go. I'm a bit of a foodie, and New York's always seemed an amazing place for a foodie.
It is.
Do you have like a go-to place in New York for a snack?
I really love the restaurant on the corner for me called Ja Ja Ja, which is vegan Mexican, and it's awesome. Great atmosphere. I mean, there's like endless restaurants in New York.
Oh, I can imagine.
But I plug Ja Ja Ja.
Okay, nice. and now you're playing a show this weekend, correct?
I am playing in Christchurch, I believe, this evening.
This evening?
I don't know.
No, you're completely right on my screen right now. Yes, you're playing this evening.
Yeah, okay. Shoo.
Whew. And the Loons in Littleton, which is just like, it's in Christchurch, but it's also in, you go through a long tunnel, you'll get there, you'll see
okay. It's called The Loons in Littleton.
Yes. Littleton's a place, and yes, it is little, I guess, and The Loons is where you're playing. You'll love it. You'll bloody love it.
I already love it. I love the name of it, The Loons of Littleton.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Sounds like a fun family.
Now, for our audience out there, you may still be able to get tickets. I don't actually know. All I know, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for coming and having a yarn with me. I do really appreciate that.
My pleasure. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
And for our audience out there, do quickly go rush. Let me see if I can. No, there's no ticket link here. But you should absolutely go see if you can still get tickets to that show tonight. What should people be expecting from you guys on stage?
Just, you know, pure excitement, spectacle. No, we don't do really spectacle. But yeah, we get up there and play. We get into it. We love it.
Cool. I'm so excited for it. Once again, not enough thank yous for how great it is that you're here with me this morning. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.